For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Education is a top priority for Elvin Caldwell, community liaison at the Mid-Michigan Leadership Academy in Lansing. He thinks his experience would serve the people of Lansing's 4th Ward well as a member of the city council. We talked about his campaign.
Well, currently I'm the school community liaison at the Mid-Michigan Leadership Academy, the former Michigan School for the Blind. In that capacity, I've been able to align the school with different resources from different organizations and also private companies and businesses. Also in that capacity, I've been able to educate young people, educate our team, and also educate our community as to expectations in education, motivating students about school, motivating parents about education and higher learning. And then also in that capacity, I've been able to organizing around early education, organizing around student engagement, organizing around youth development, all things that I think add value to what's needed in the 4th Ward.
Are education matters tops on your agenda?
Absolutely. The agenda that I push and that I practice, the people's agenda. It's an agenda for the people. We've spoken with more than 100 residents of the 4th Ward, as well as residents in Lansing at large. But we've combined the people's agenda to address the main components of what folks are needing in the 4th Ward and in Lansing: education, economic development in neighborhoods, public safety. And I don't mean like crime enforcement, but I mean to continue those programs that we're doing in the community that encourage community policing and building relationships amongst neighbors.
What do you bring to those topics?
I bring my great ability to coordinate. Also, just an understanding of how our students are living. I have an understanding of how students go home and what their life is like from 4 to 8 p.m., being that I am in the neighborhood, which most of my students live in. And then also working with parents, I understand what is needed. And then at the end of the day, you know, most parents, whether they're in Grand Ledge, Haslett, Lansing, East Lansing, they want the same things. They want, you know, to be able to send their student to a safe environment where they feel like they're not only cared for, but they're actually learning. Parents also want to live in a neighborhood in which, you know, they're safe. They're safe to go outside. They're safe to walk their dog, walk to the park, playground. But those things are things that we need to get back to and providing those things for families at a larger scale.
The 4th Ward seat is being vacated by Jessica Yorko. Do you think she's done a good job?
I think Yorko has done the best job that she can do with what she had given when she walked into that position. I do have a lot of respect for Jess Yorko. She's a graduate of the Kalamazoo College. I'm also a graduate of that prestigious university. And my hat goes off to her for the work that she's done.
When you spoke with the Lansing State Journal, you expressed concern about how national policy might affect neighborhoods in Lansing. Can you expand on that? What did you mean by that?
I mean, if you follow the Sanctuary Cities debacle that's been currently going on here in Lansing, and if you follow affordable housing issues that are going to affect folks here in Lansing, these are things that are up in the air that cause a great deal of anxiety for our community members. And we need to have someone in City Hall who can advocate and who can be accessible and providing accurate and information that's also authentic to those people. I think information needs to be presented in a way where folks can understand, not so much where we put it out on paper, but we need to acknowledge who the audience is before we issue information.
Elvin Caldwell is running for the Lansing City Council in the 4th Ward. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Scott. I appreciate it.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.